Okay, this is Living Your Passion Class 3 for November the 10th, 2015. And today we are going to be giving our decrees, which we've written this week, which are our declarations of who we are and how we want the world to see us. So we are each going to read our decree with passion, allowing the truth to flow forth from us. And then I'll ask you guys if there's any issues that came up from your decree or anything you're a little shaky about, and we will clear that in addition to all of the things that I've already been guided to put on this list as far as what we're going to clear. Okay, so I am going to unmute you. And now, who wants to read their decree first, or do I need to go first to inspire all of you? Go ahead, go ahead.
I vote Barbara Grace goes first to be as our leader, as our fearless leader.
That's right.
Okay, leader. I am fine with that. Okay. Straight shoulders back. There we go. So here is my decree. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a world-renowned freedom and enlightenment coach. I use my connection with Source to assist others in seeing the greatness within themselves and to release the need to live small. I connect with people individually, in groups, by radio, in books, and in many other ways. I love to see people open up to their own love and the love of God. I make so much money doing what I love that I've set up a part of my business just to give free assistance to those who will commit to paying it forward. My life is filled with love, joy, and abundance. I help thousands of people from all over the world. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, and this is my truth.
All right. Amen. That was great.
Woohoo! It felt good to say it, too. So you guys are the first ones I've declared myself to.
Wow.
Awesome. That was
so
wonderful.
Who wants to go next?
I'll go next. This is Elizabeth.
Okay.
My healing powers are legendary. I am sought by many who want to pay me lots of money for my powers/gifts of love, radiance, laughter, joy, and angelic connections and sound healing. Prosperity comes to me from many, many sources. My joy and passion for living heals and affects all I come into contact with. I am the angelic ambassador of joy. I share this, and I am amply rewarded in more ways than I can imagine from infinite sources. I am Laura Elizabeth Sadu.
Okay, I can definitely feel the joy in there.
Awesome.
Okay, who's next?
I'll go. I'm Janetta.
Okay.
I am Janetta Crumpley, a seeker of truth in spirit, allowing that which is within to emerge, directing my path, trusting, knowing I want for nothing. All that I desire has been fulfilled just by my thoughts of manifesting. I allow the flow of abundance of money and prosperity to exist in, through, and around my life. I give gracious gratitude for the fulfillment of allowing to receive. I share guided words in poetry to the world, sharing love within those words. I live day to day in the childlike frame of mind, discovering life innocently, seeing each day with no limits just because it's more fun that way, with unlimited possibilities. No suppression, just free to be me. I see myself speaking to those who are guided on my path, sharing what I'm guided in love's embrace. This is my stand. This is my belief. This is my light shining forth in love's embrace.
Good. Boy, I just get feeling better and better. Each one of you does it, and I just feel better and better. Okay, who's taking us to the next higher level?
I'll do it.
Okay.
I am Peg Johnson, international spiritual mentor, teacher, author, past radio host, and speaker. I thought I said that already, but I help those to heal on a soul level and to further understand their possibilities on all levels of living in body, mind, and spirit. I make money in all aspects of what I do and continue to make with full integrity at every service and offering I offer to my clients at all times. I am open to continual learning so that I may continue to offer the best services available to my clientele and in the future. I am successful, and I am following the suggestions of my angels, guides, and my source, all, keeping this free for all.
Great. Okay. That leaves you, Anne, doesn't it?
Well, all right. I am a priestess of divine alchemy, restoring balance and harmony to the environment, community, individuals, while demonstrating my mastery by living an exceptional life in divine flow of love, ease, grace, and prosperity.
Okay. Did you ever say your name in there?
Oh. right now, you know, that's an interesting observation.
I was wondering which name you were going to choose. So.
Exactly. And that is why I didn't say the name, because to me it's immaterial which name I will ultimately choose. But regardless, the essence of who I am is what I just read. And the reason there is something I want to share. Right before the phone call, I received an email with a channeled message that was supposed to have come last week, but the person who needed to channel it got an ear problem, so she couldn't channel with, you know, her ear aching. But in the message, I was given the suggestion that I am returning in this life to activate the gifts that I have in previous life of doing these divine alchemy, using creating vortex of energy and light. And in order for me to fully step onto that path, it would be a wise idea for me to do some past life healing, as that is standing in the way between me and what it is my soul is calling me to do. So hopefully in the course of the rest of these classes, some of the infinity healing will deal with the past life issues as well, because I got to tell you, I tried several times to do past life healings, and I could never be regressed. Some part of me resists going back. It must be horrific in my past life. So anyway, I guess until I clear out all of those junk and trauma, I'm probably not going to be clear to claim my name or my identity.
Okay. I'm writing, so.
It has something to do with the voice as well. And you know from my other conversations with you about my coughing, and you got the guidance that it was clearing out and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me check in now and see if there's anything that I missed, because they were giving me stuff as you guys were reading your declarations.
Mm.
And if there's anything that any of you know needs to be cleared, then by all means say it so I can go ahead and write it down if it's not already on my list. And apparently that need to have the confidence to allow your voice to be heard is something that's true for each of us. Because we each have that part of us that wants to be that timid, shy little girl sitting in the back with that look on her face that says, oh God, please don't see me. Please, please, please don't see me. So
hiding behind the person that sits in front of you, you know.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be letting some of that go. Okay. Okay, so does anybody have anything else that's coming to them right now?
Allowing the flow of money.
Lots of money.
Correct. Yes. Lots and lots of legal money.
Yes, legal. Yes.
You have
legal
to stick the legal there. I can't
legal
the angels
ethical.
Bring you some, you know, drug money that somebody lost? I mean, what if they just bring you a bag of money?
How ethical. Ethical.
I don't want monopoly money, okay?
That's right. That's right. Legal tender. That's a good point.
All right. I will add the words legal tender just to wonder
that's
what
right.
That's going to do.
But I also want the word ethical in there because not all legal tenders were obtained ethically.
Barbara Grace, this is Elizabeth. And I know in my decree I talked about it coming from many sources, and their beings are telling me to just kind of, it's almost like reminding us or me that prosperity and or money and or, you know, wealth and or whatever can come from many, many sources. So it's like it could be from as simple a thing as somebody buying you a cup of coffee to, you know, you win a car in the lottery or whatever, you know. It's kind of like we may not even always envision something as a prosperous or prosperity thing, but that it's like this big flow of coming to us from all angles and all possibilities and all areas. They're kind of like showing me it's like these beams of light, these almost like shooting stars coming at us, you know, in these array of ways.
Okay, so they had me add that this infinite money, this infinite legal tender, this infinite, okay, allowing the flow of infinite legal tender and ethical money coming from all channels that God chooses to use.
Ooh, good one, good one.
Yeah. And then something I wanted to say too, you know, like how sometimes you can receive money, but then you've made this list of all the things that you want to take care of with this money, but then it's like, then you get this, well, for me, sometimes I get this feeling like, oh my gosh, it seems like I just got it. I don't have enough. Okay, the false belief that I don't have enough, that everything will pan out. You know what I mean?
Okay, so that's kind of your limitations on what you are allowing yourself
receive. You know, like I know it's enough, but then I have this feeling like, you know, after maybe the analogy of you're writing out your bills, okay, and you know you got so much.
You're going back into your story is what you're saying.
Yeah. To release all that stuff. Because I know it's cool and it's going to be okay because it's always been okay. But then sometimes I get this little nudge of, it might not be okay. And I'm like, shut up, I got this, okay?
Okay.
Shut up with love. Shut up with love.
All right, anything else?
Not at the moment.
All right, then. I am going to pull this sleeve up. Not that you guys can see what I'm doing, but I'll try this since you can't. And I'm going to let this dog in for the 16,000th time. She likes to go outside and roll in the grass, and then she's done. She comes back in.
Of course.
And I guess if I like to roll in the grass, I just go out there and roll with her. But I'm not really into that, especially since that's also her bathroom.
It might be fun.
I have to have limits. No. That doesn't sound like fun to me. Rolling in the grass and ending up in dog poo. No, that is not fun. Okay. So I am going to encourage each of you to have a drink of water. And I'm going to mute you, and then I'm going to go through this list. And then we will see how it's flowing. Okay.
Conference muted.
So just take a nice deep breath. Oh. And be comfortable. So we are now activating the Infinity Healing Energy, and if you would like to receive it, just say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. And would you like an Infinity Healing to clear everything in the way of you receiving the maximum during today's call? If so, say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. And would you like an Infinity Healing to clear all that is in the way of you releasing the maximum during today's call? If so, say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. And would you like an Infinity Healing to set aside your mind, to set your mind aside for now and for after the session so that this Infinity Healing can have the greatest possible impact on your life? If so, say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. And if there's any part of you that's in the way of, interfering with, sabotaging, afraid of all that's available for you today, would you like Infinity Healing to use a process to set that aside and show it what is going on from the highest perspective so that it no longer needs to interfere in your life? If so, say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. And your higher self knows you better than you know yourself. So will you allow it to also choose what it sees as most important for you to work on during today's call and to automatically receive Infinity Healing for those choices throughout the call? And this will not interfere with any choices that you are consciously making on this call. So if you'd like that, say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. So would you like an Infinity Healing for releasing all of the ways that you make yourself the exception to the rule? And these are rules like we have rules that say God is love, God is wonderful, God is always blessing everybody. But then we decide that we are the exception and that God can't bless us or won't bless us because, and you can fill in the because with whatever it is your little heart desires you to fill it in with. Would you like now to release the need to make yourself the exception to the rules of good things happening in life? If so, say yes. Yes. And take 3 nice deep breaths. And would you like infinity healing for releasing any resistance you are having to the infinity healing that we just did? Because someone's having a real problem with letting go of not valuing themselves. So if you are ready now to give yourself permission to let go of any need, any thoughts, any beliefs, any programs that have you not valuing yourself, fully loving yourself, then say yes. Yes. And take 3 nice deep breaths. And one of the things that we encounter as spiritual beings is people who have the poor me mentality, people who play our heartstrings. They come to us with their story, and our reaction is, oh, poor you. Let me do something to help you. And so we're actually seeing those people as less. So would you like an infinity healing to completely release the poor me mindset, the mentality that would ever have you looking down on anyone else for any reason? If so, say yes. Yes. And take 3 nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for removing yourself from that poor me category? Anytime you are thinking of yourself as someone who is without, who is suffering, who is lacking, who is living the story that says that they can't have enough for any reason whatsoever, if you would like to completely let go of that story and start living a story that allows you to have abundance, that allows you to have more than enough, that allows you to accept the gifts that God is giving to you, then say yes, yes, and take 3 nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that in order to serve, you have to give your services away? And this is another one of those beliefs that a lot of spiritual people have. They believe that it is holier if they give it away. And it's not as good if they accept money. And this is a false belief that we have created because God has never, ever told us that there was anything wrong with money. So if you are ready to let go of the whole idea that you're supposed to give your stuff away, then say yes. Yes. And take 3 nice deep breaths. And as part of our belief in playing small, in not being seen, we place those glass ceilings in our lives, those glass ceilings that say that you can't make over this much money, however your ceiling is, or that you cannot be promoted any higher than this particular level in your organization, or if you have your own business, you can only become this well known. You can't go past this because that's meant for those people who are more than you. So if you are willing now to completely and totally have all of those glass ceilings shattered, the ones you know about and the ones you don't even know about, the conscious and the subconscious ones, any limitations that you have placed on your own ability to evolve, if you would like to let that go now, then say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for giving yourself complete permission to speak your truth, to do it with confidence and ease, to know that it is your right to speak your truth, and to allow yourself to embrace that power, that confidence, that knowingness within your own heart. So if you'd like all that, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And so that is that little part of you that chimes in every now and then and says, you really shouldn't do that. People will see you. You're going to have to prove that you're actually good enough if you say something like that. Don't do it. Stay small. Stay safe. Stay back here with us. This is the only safe place for you to be. So this is your ego looking at the things that has happened in your life, the things that you were taught, all of that programming, and saying that we've reviewed all of this and we have come to the conclusion that the only thing that you really need to do is stay small. So would you like an infinity healing for boosting your confidence, your poise, your self-acceptance, and self-love by 1,000% so that you can shine? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing all of the false judgments about your own worth that you have taken on in this lifetime? All of those judgments that say you don't have the right credentials. People aren't going to believe that you can actually do that. You know it's not really safe. Remember in that lifetime where you stood up and you stood before those people and you announced all of that and they cut your head off? Don't do it again. You have to stay small. You have to stay safe. You are not worth it. So if you are ready now to release all of those false beliefs that are holding you back, and all of the stories connected with them, which you've chosen to believe, but you now recognize are not true, and say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And sometimes those judgments that we have about ourselves, we include other people in them. Like we will decide that someone we know doesn't like us, even though we've never actually had a conversation with them where we've ask them, do you like me? And have them say, well, no, I don't like you. But we've decided that they don't like us, and so we've decided that that's the truth because, hey, that's what we've decided. And so as a result of the judgment that we have created, which says that that person doesn't like me, even though we don't know that that's true, we have decided that we have to behave in a particular way towards that person because they don't like me, even though we don't know whether or not they actually do. So if you would like to take all of those lovely little convoluted stories that you have created about you and about those other people that you have made up those stories about and declare that you are the loser, even though you are the one creating the story, if you would like to just let all of that go and to allow yourself to receive the clarity and the knowing of the truth, then say yes, yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for recognizing that one of the things that you really want to do in this lifetime is to bring love and harmony and light to the world. But in order to do that, you have to accept love and harmony and light within you. So if you are willing now to allow the love and the harmony and the light within you to be increased 1,000,000 times what it is right now, then say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. And so all of these changes, all of this evolution that we are going through will sometimes bring up the fear of not knowing who you are, of losing your own identity because you have been living stories for so long that you have come to believe that who you have created yourself to be in the story is who you actually are. And it's not. So if you would like an infinity healing for releasing the fear of allowing your identity to change, to evolve, so that you become the truth of who you are, then say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. And part of that fear of losing your identity also includes your changing relationships, the relationships you have with the people that you love, the people that you've known, some of these people you've known all of your life. And whenever you're with them, you are doing your dance and you are doing your steps and they are doing their steps and everything just flows along so beautifully. Even if it's flowing along in an argument, you still know exactly how it's going to flow. And you get comfort out of knowing that. Well, by releasing your identity, changing and evolving, you are changing the dance. And you no longer will know the steps. And they will have to change their steps. And the relationships will have to change. And if you have any fears about those changes, those potential changes in those relationships, any fears about relationships ending, or people just leaving your life, or you no longer fitting in with your own family, with the ones that you love, all of those fears about what might happen so that I have to stay small, I have to stay stuck in my story because of what might happen. And if you are willing now to let go of all of that, what might happen, and accept that whatever happens will be for the highest good, your highest good, and the highest good of everybody else involved. And while things may change, it will be for the better, and you can allow that change. So if you are willing to accept an infinity healing for clearing out everything that I said and accepting that this is all going to be for your highest good, then say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for creating within you the ability to easily and fully receive compensation for the services that you provide? And it doesn't matter what channel that compensation comes to you through. It could be from the client, it could be from out of the blue, it could be something that arrives in the mail that says, you just won 16,000 7-course steak dinners, then all you have to do is collect them. Wherever that compensation is coming from, and in whatever form that compensation is, allowing yourself to fully and completely recognize that this is yours and it is okay for you to accept it. It is okay for you to be grateful for it. And it is also okay for you to ask for more. And if you're okay with all of that, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for giving yourself permission to celebrate your achievements? You have done so many incredible, great, wonderful, fabulous things in your life. And you've never really allowed yourself to appreciate you. So if you would like an infinity healing for opening you up to celebrating who you are, what you have done, what you have created, what you are creating now, then say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. And so part of our whole way of being, when we've been playing small, we've remained hidden in the background, don't want anyone to see us. Well, as a result of that, whenever anyone did see us and acknowledge something that we had done and we had done well, instead of accepting that, we would push it away from us. So would you like an infinity healing for giving yourself permission to accept the compliments, to accept other people's adoration, to accept their love of you, to accept the fact that they value you, to allow yourself to be comfortable with being adored, with being loved, with being valued, with knowing that you are seen and that you matter. And if you're willing to accept all that, just say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for completely and totally releasing the false belief that you have to prove your value before you can allow someone to pay you? because that's simply living in your story. And if your story says that you have no value, then you can never accept payment, no matter what anybody else thinks. So this is getting you out of your story, releasing that cycle of lack. And if you're ready to let that go, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting that even though you don't know how, you know you will succeed? This just gives you permission to achieve your goals, even though your brain may be saying, we have to figure this out first. Your heart is saying, you don't have to know how. You just have to trust. So if you are willing to trust, if you are willing to follow your heart, if you are willing to know that you can do it, then say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. So as you've been doing things throughout your life, as you've been working to create the truth of you, and you've had to fight against those beliefs, that programming that you received that says you are supposed to stay small. You are supposed to suppress your light. You are not allowed to have confidence in what you do. You are not allowed to fully embrace your own power. And this is part of those stories that you've been living. This is all part of the things that you were taught by all of those incredibly well-meaning people who were just basically full of crap. So if you are ready now to detach yourself from those limitations, from those stories, to have the ties cut, and the ends healed so that everyone is perfectly whole and complete. And you no longer need to have those stories, that energy being drained from you. So that you can fully accept you. So that you can live a life of confidence. So that you can allow your light to shine. So that you can declare who you are to anyone and everyone in any moment and feel totally at ease and empowered by that declaration. So if you'd like that, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And so as we are going through this course and you are looking at your path and you are declaring what it is you really want to create, and this is bringing up some fears in some of you, and you're thinking, okay, this is okay for now, but I'm not really sure I'm ready to just step out there in this. And I know that Barbara really wants me to say that I am, but I'm not sure about this. So would you like an infinity healing for embracing your path, for knowing the right steps in every moment, for having the surety, the confidence to be okay with what you have chosen and to stand firm in your decision? And know that it is for your highest good. And if you'd like that, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And as we go out and we are creating who we are going to be, who we are becoming, we still have these attachments to these stories that we've heard from different people throughout our lives. And sometimes we hear that it is our past lives that are actually holding us back, that there are things that we need to figure out from our past lives before we can move forward in this life. So would you like an infinity healing for bringing you clarity about the lessons that you have learned, so that you don't really need to know exactly what happened in the past lives? You just need to know the lessons that you learned. So this infinity healing would allow you to understand those lessons, to understand what it is that you are supposed to gain from what you went through. And know that you no longer have to have the attachment to those past lives, to those things that happened, because it's unimportant. The only important thing is that you learn the lessons, and you are allowing yourself to be shown the lessons. And so from this moment forward, you no longer need to be held back by your past. And if you are willing to accept that, say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for fully embracing the truth that it is time for your voice to be heard? That the world wants and needs to hear what you have to say. That your messages from your heart are important, not just to you, but to all of the people who resonate with those messages. And by sharing those messages, you are making the world a better place for each and every one of us. So if you'd like an infinity healing for stepping into your power and saying the things that you have come here to say, for allowing your voice to be heard, for speaking out loudly and firmly, and knowing that this is the truth of who you are, and embracing that truth. So if you'd like that infinity healing, just say yes, yes, and take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for allowing the flow of infinite legal tender and ethical money and compensation from all channels that God chooses to use to flow to you from this moment forth? Say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing any of the old ties that you have that would ever have you going back into your stories? To completely sever the connection between you and the stories that you used to live, and opening you up to the truth from your heart, so that in each moment, you are taking the inspired action. You are doing what is for your highest good. You are being guided by love. And if you'd like that, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, we went through the whole list. How is everybody doing?
Great. I'm doing great. Hope everybody else is doing great.
Pretty good.
On the one hand, I feel like, wow, you know, you address issues I didn't even realize I have until I heard you said them. And on the other hand, it says, wow, I'm not sure how comfortable I feel. I feel naked. Oh, especially that one about, I'm not ready, even if Barbara said I am. Okay, I have a confession to make. For 2 years now, I have had a website domain, and I just haven't had the courage to step out there and make it a website and put stuff out there. So, yeah, that was me.
Oh, my goodness, you've been hiding.
Yes, and that's why, like I said, the message I received today, it says, my soul has been calling me to step forth because that is what I came to this earth to do, or this life to do, and yet I've been hiding. And so I need to heal my past life garbage.
Well, they should be showing you the lessons that you needed to learn from the past life stuff. So you don't actually have to go through a regression or anything in order to learn it. They're going to be bringing that to you, probably in your dreams a lot, but in other ways too.
And I think clearing the fears, the false beliefs, the fears, that's probably where, you know, you said something about me having the head cut off, like, ooh, okay.
Yeah.
So, anywho, thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else have anything?
This is Elizabeth. I just feel like extraordinarily peaceful.
Well, that's a good thing. I can accept that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Because we just need to clear up a little bit more stuff that's coming to me while you guys are talking. So if there's anything you feel like you need to say, then please say it so then I can get whatever I'm supposed to get out of it.
I think for me, it's wanting to do what I am truly doing, but also knowing the fact that I need to do I need to do something more too. To get to where I really want to be, such as getting a job working with, and getting paid, and also doing the work that I'm doing too, to get further insight as to how I want to, continue with new offerings and different types of things like that. And so today I was offered a job. And as a matter of fact, I'm waiting to hear from two more. So it's, you know, it's, I really feel that it is what the universe wants me to do, but they're also saying, you know, it's going to help you so much and, you know, you will be continuing in doing what you are doing, but you will also be getting, it's almost like an internship, you know, like a earthly internship, to help me continue, you know, like it's not going to be something forever. So I feel like that has truly come to me and other things too, for both my husband and I. It's been a very positive week for both of us.
Okay. I'm getting something out of that, which is a little different from what you're saying. So.
Okay. Well, I'm willing to hear. I guess that's
okay.
What I want to clear. I'm kind of like, okay. Well, if the big money bags is going to come out of the sky before I accept this job, then, you know, I'll definitely take that and do what I'm supposed to be, you know, truly doing. So I'm open to clarity. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
I'm like one foot on, and you know, one foot on the log and one foot off of it. So.
Okay. All right, so I am going to mute you, and then we have like six or seven things that came out of you guys talking. Well, you guys didn't know you were so powerful, did you? So
I didn't say anything, no.
You don't have to say anything. Okay,
you know,
I'm going to mute you now. That's right.
Conference muted.
Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing that belief that letting go of those stories, that standing in your power is going to leave you feeling naked and vulnerable instead of allowing you to feel empowered and protected and surrounded by love? Because there is nothing more powerful than love, and love, that's who you are. So if you would like to receive this infinity healing and embrace your changes, embrace being naked, embrace being vulnerable, but embrace being protected and embrace being loved, and embrace the truth of you, then say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And some of us have been living those stories for so long that we are always finding ways to hide from our own power, to hide from our own greatness. Because we really do believe that we don't know how to do it. We don't know how to be everything that some people are telling us that we are. And if you are willing now to accept that you are guided every single step of your path, that if you have questions and you ask, God will always answer, that there is nothing out there that is meant to hurt you, that you are here for what you know you came here to do, and it is okay for you to stand tall and to be the truth of who you are. And that is how you are going to have your fulfillment. That is how you are going to be in love. Be in love with life and with yourself. Because it's not about what's out there. It's about what's in you. And if you're willing to accept all that, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And because we live many, 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 many lives, and we've lived lives in times where, frankly, some of us were punished for living our truth. But that was then, and this is now. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing all of the fears connected with all of those past lives where you were punished or you were killed or you were tortured or beaten or whatever horrible things were done to you, because that was just stuff done to a body that no longer exists, and your eternal self has always been fine and will always be fine. So would you like an infinity leap for releasing the fears connected to your past lives? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the fears that have you believing that if you do the things that you love, you will never make enough money to get by on, so you have to have a side job, a real job, a regular job, in order to have enough? Because this is all wrapped up in that fear that when you are doing your spiritual work, you will not be compensated because God doesn't want you to get money for doing spiritual work. Therefore, the amount of money that you can get for it is very limited, instead of embracing the truth, which is God wants for you infinite abundance. God wants you to do what your heart calls out for you to do, and to have more than enough so that you can buy whatever you need to buy, pay whatever you need to pay, take fabulous vacations, go to Fiji, spend a month in Bali, whatever it is that you really want to do. God wants you to have more than enough abundance to do it. So if you would like this infinity healing for releasing all of that old crappy stuff that tied you down and made you think you had to live small, and accept the understanding, the truth, that God's will for you is that you be abundant, that you have more than enough, that your life be filled with money and love and joy and bliss and relationships and fun and sunlight and ocean waves and whatever it is you desire. And if you'd like to accept that, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for bringing you clarity? Clarity about your next steps. Clarity about your possibilities. Clarity about what it is you are really creating. And if you want that clarity, just say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, how are you guys doing now? Awesome. That was kind of intense.
I feel lightheaded or something.
You too.
You know, something came up, Barbara Grace.
Okay.
The feeling or the belief I have that people who are spiritual don't have the money to pay a high price for services, and people who have the money to pay aren't that interested in paying for spiritual services. I'm wondering if we could help me get rid of that belief and put in a different one.
Okay. We're just going to wing this right now. Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that everything is spiritual, because everything is connected with God, with love, with the universe, with that energy. And so there's absolutely nothing that is not spiritual. And so people who are looking to pay a lot of money for their spiritual growth have the money. Because money is spiritual. Growth is spiritual. Everything is spiritual. There is no way to separate the spiritual from anything else, because everything is included in that spirituality. And so when you are providing a service, the people who have the money to pay for that service are spiritual. And the people who don't have money to pay for that service are spiritual. And so there's absolutely no reason why you can't attract the people who are spiritual and have the money, because you are the one determining who you're attracting. So if you'd like an infinity healing for removing all of that separation that you've ever been taught about well and what's not, and accepting that everything is spiritual because everything comes from God, and there are no limits on what compensation you can receive for the services you give, then say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. That was actually a big one for everybody, so thank you for bringing that up.
Yes.
You're welcome. I was told I'm also a catalyst for healing.
Yes, you are. But you've known that for a while.
And I just never accepted that. And again, there's that belief, well, who would pay for that? There we go again.
Okay, let me see if there's anything else that they want us to include before we finalize.
So what are they asking for? I mean, or what are they telling you, Barbara? Or am I going to hear about that after?
They basically wanted you to release the whole idea that you needed to go find real work.
Well, yeah, but the reality is there's no money coming in this month, period.
Okay, so that's your story. You realize that. That's a story you've created.
But it's also the truth.
That's the beautiful thing about our stories. We believe that they're true because that's, of course, how we create them.
And that's my story, too. That's why I'm afraid to let go of my current job.
Okay, let's see how they want to, or if there's anything they want to.
I mean, my husband, well, you know my story.
Yeah. Okay, so Archangel Michael wants to be a part of this. So I'm assuming that no one is driving. You can all sit back and close your eyes and see standing in front of you Archangel Michael. And Archangel Michael is now reaching out and he's opening your crown chakra. And now he's diving in. So now he's inside of you. And in each of you, he is going to that place where you have these stories that, oh, some of these stories have been there a long, long time. And he's basically setting fire to these stories. So if you are feeling a heat in your body, that's okay. It's just a little fire. Don't worry. He's trained. Nothing bad will happen. And he's basically burning out those stories. And then some of you, it's around your heart. And then others, it's around your solar plexus. Some of you, it's around your first chakra. And some of you, he's setting several fires in several different places. So just let him burn out those stories. And then he's filling in the area with light and love. Breathe deeply. And let go. And now he's coming up out of your crown chakras, and he's standing in front of you again, closing up your crown. And you are now being bathed in this beautiful light. Okay, and now he wants everybody to sleep on it. So I guess that means we might as well finalize, because we're not supposed to do anything else, because you're all supposed to go to sleep. Okay. So are you willing to allow God to deepen these infinity healings and take them to their infinite next levels and share them with all of our relatives, siblings, children, nieces, nephews, grandchildren, inner child, parents, ancestors, spouses, significant others, in all lives, in all spaces, in all times, and in all dimensions? If so, say yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And are you willing to allow Source to include in this infinity healing more than what we know to ask for, so we can experience infinitely greater than we ever expected, knowing that it will be whatever is for our highest good? If so, say yes.
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 And are you willing to have all of these infinity healings to be placed on autopilot with infinite ease and grace, so that this beautiful energy will continue to flow through you until all of the core issues are transformed and replaced with whatever is for your highest good? If so, say yes.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
And are you willing to just let go and allow God to do God's work and trust that you will receive and easily follow inspired actions as you are being transformed into someone who is living their passion? If so, say yes.
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 And take a couple of nice deep breaths. And we say now to the divine creator, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And so it is.
Barbara Grace, this is Elizabeth.
Yes, ma'am.
So they're telling me that kind of like whipped cream on top, not everybody wants it, but it's kind of fun, it can be good, that to do the chant for miracles.
Oh, wonderful. Is everybody okay with that?
I want whipped cream.
Yes, I love it.
I want chocolate custard.
Okay, do the chant, but include some, you know, chocolate and a little cherry on top and the whole nine yards.
You got it. Okay, they're saying the whole nine yards. Okay.
There we go.
Okay. Dun dun ram das guru, jinasidhya tenesavariya, puri hoe karamata, opposite of jinahari dhariya. Sikhi ate sangati para brahma kara namasakariya atala ata hoto litu tera antana para variya jini tu sevia bokara se tu de para utariya laba loba kama krodha maho marakarde tu de sa para variya Dana sotera tona hai, sacha tera pesa kariya. Nanak tu lehena tu hai, guru amaratu vichariya. Guru ditta tamana sadariya, guru ditta tamana sadariya.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
I just love it when she's
too betcha.
Thank you.
It gives me the warm and fuzzy.
Yes. So you may be having some vivid dreams tonight. So you may want to have a pen and paper and write them down and, you know, ask for clarity about them in the morning. And remember, tomorrow is the... some kind of moon.
Scorpio.
I think it's a new moon and 11.
Yeah, I think so. And so that's going to have things rocking and rolling in its own way. And then the stuff that we just did is going to be rocking and rolling. So tomorrow you may be rocking and rolling a lot. So don't be surprised if that happens. But tonight we're
going to. And tomorrow's 11-11 also.
Yeah, so that's a whole nother energy thing. And
exactly. I know so much. Thank you, Barbara Grace.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thanks, everyone.
You're welcome.
Everyone, bye-bye.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Much love.
Pleasant dreams. Okay. Sweet dreams.